this started here. So Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 21, where we finished last week. The Bible said, "If so be that ye have heard him and been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness." So tonight, that's the title of our message, put on the new man. Let's pray. Lord, use your word in our hearts this evening. Thank you for the privilege to be here. Thank you for the power of your word, and we trust it now to do a work in our lives. May Jesus meet with us. We pray this in his wonderful name. Amen. So remember, we've been talking about spiritual maturity here in chapter 4. We saw that that's why God gave gifts, and God gives servants to the local church, so that Christians, as we saw there in verse 12, work of the ministry, perfecting of the saints, edifying of the body of Christ. And then we saw in the next passage how God wants us to grow up, to mature in our faith. Now God explains how that is possible. We have to put on the new man. But we can't put on the new man until, verse 22, we put off the old man. The old man. Now remember, the old man is dead. But he still gives us trouble. Let's look at some scriptures about the old man tonight. Romans chapter 6, we'll start there, verse 11. And I want us to think about the old man. Because as we saw there in verse 22, the Bible says the old man is corrupt. Well, we know that. That's why we got saved, because the old man was taking us to hell. The old man's a sinner. But I want you to see tonight, we have to grasp this, and we have to live this, that the old man is dead. Look at Romans chapter 6, verse 11. "Likewise reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord." You see what God is talking about there? It's already doctrinally true that the old man is dead. But God says, reckon it to be so in your own life. Stop listening to the old man. Stop listening to that dead man. Reckon yourselves to be dead. And so when the old man rears up his head and says, "Hey, I want you to do this," you can say, "You're dead. Leave me alone." Look at Galatians 2:20. If you already know it by heart, that's fine. What's it say? "I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Who's crucified? The old man is crucified with Christ. And the verse goes on to say that the life that we're living now, Jesus is living it through us. Pastor Brinkman mentioned that in his message on Saturday. The old man's dead. Colossians chapter 3, look at that one, verse 9. Colossians 3:9. We need to acknowledge but live the truth that the old man is dead and we need to put him off. It means shake him off, not let him control us, not let him bother us, not let him lead us. Look at Colossians 3:9. "Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds." With his deeds. And we see it again there. Put him off. And put off his deeds as well. Put him off. Get rid of him. Don't let him bother you. Because we are dead. 1 Peter 2:24 says we're dead to sins. And then God tells us how to make that possible. How to make that happen. How it's possible. Go back to our passage, Ephesians 4. So he says in verse 22 that we need to put off the old man. And in verse 23, well, in verse 24, we've got to put on the new man, which we're going to talk about. So in between those two, the put off and the put on, what does he say? Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. This is a mind issue. That's why Paul said, reckon yourselves to be dead. Reckon it to be true. It's already true doctrinally, but reckon it to be true. It takes a renewal of the spirit of the mind for this to be possible. How does that happen? The Bible says that the new man can only be put on, then the old man can only be put off as the Word of God renews our minds. So, again, we come back to, you know, we're talking about spiritual maturity. That's what the chapter's about. Come back to the Word of God. You can't mature in the Word of, in your faith without the Word of God. And part of maturing is putting off the old man, putting on the new man, renewing the spirit of your mind. Go to John chapter 6, verse 63. Jesus is talking about the Word of God here and its power in our lives. Romans chapter 6, verse 63. Notice what Jesus says. It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Jesus says that His words are life, there in John 6:63. His words are life. His words have the power to renew the spirit of our mind. Go to 2 Corinthians 4:16, and we'll see it again. Talking about being renewed in the spirit of our mind so that we can put off the old man and put on the new man. 2 Corinthians 4:16, look what it says. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Now it's talking primarily about trials and how the trials affect the flesh and cause pain. But God says the inward man, the new man, he's renewed day by day. With what? With the Word of God. So that's up to us to continually renew this new man, renew the spirit of our mind with His Word. Now one more verse, Colossians 3:10. Colossians chapter 3, verse 10. Notice what the Lord says. Again, you'll see the connection here between the new man and the renewing. He says, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of Him that created him. Renewed in knowledge. Well, where does true knowledge come from? Only one place, the Word of God. And most of us know Romans 12 too. That's why I didn't turn there. But what's it say? Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by what? The renewing of your mind. You can't put off the old man and put on the new man unless you're renewed in the spirit of your mind. And the spirit of your mind can't be renewed without the power of God's Word. This is impossible without God's help through His Word. So go back to our passage, Ephesians 4, verse 22. Put off the old man. Verse 24, put on the new man. Verse 23, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. That's how it's possible. So look at verse 24. That you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Well, we just talked about holiness on Saturday. The Bible says that the new man is created in righteousness and true holiness. The new man that God created in us the day we were born again is created in righteousness and true holiness. That's fascinating when you think about it. Because we have so much trouble with sin. So it's not the new man that's sinning. It's the old man. He needs to be put off. The new man needs to be put on. And when the new man is in control, what's going to happen? Righteousness and not fake holiness, true holiness. What do I mean by fake holiness? Fake holiness is when we put on a show for everyone else that we are a good person. When our hearts are not right, our thought life is not right, fake holiness. God says the new man is created in true holiness. Christians are good at fake holiness, not so good at true holiness, because the new man has to be in control. Where did this new man come from? 2 Corinthians 5:17. Most of you probably know that one by heart. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, behold, all things are become new. Where did this new creature come from? Came from God. The day we were born again, God created someone new inside of us. There was a dead spirit there. God gave it life, gave us the new man, created in righteousness and true holiness. That's why God says, Galatians 5:16, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Let the new man control, cast off the old man. Now look, if you would, at 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 4. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4. God makes an interesting statement here in 2 Peter chapter 1 about something that we received when we got saved. It's important that we get a hold of this. He says, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these... So, before we go on, by what? By these promises. Well, where do those come from? Word of God. So, by these, you might be partakers of the... pardon me. divine nature. Something got stuck in there. Partakers of the divine nature. Think about what that's saying. Divine, that means from God. That means godly. God says that through His great and precious promises, through His Word, through the renewing of the spirit of our mind, we can be a partaker of the divine nature. That's the new man. And now we understand. When we were born again, we became the temple of God. And when God moved in, He brought the divine nature to indwell in us. And that new man has that nature. And so the new man wants to do right because he was created in righteousness and true holiness. The old man, he just wants to do wrong. We have a struggle because they both live in us. Now, the old man's crucified. He's dead. But he still gives us trouble. God says, put him off. And put on the new man. Listen to the new man. Ignore the old man. How? By being renewed in the spirit of your mind. Now, we're going to look in detail at the remaining part of the chapter next week. But notice, God then goes into detail. Remember, we're talking about spiritual maturity in this chapter. God takes the time to go into detail and summarize a lot of the things that we have a hard time putting off. You might recognize a few of them. Verse 25, lying. We start that one when we're babies. That's a tough one. Verse 26, anger and wrath. I'm sure nobody has any trouble with anger. Verse 28, laziness. Idleness and laziness. It says there, let him labor, working with his hands. In other words, work. Verse 29, corrupt communication. And that is actually talking about what we speak. He mentions later in the passage gossip and slander and clamoring. Clamoring is just when we're so angry that we cry out. So, do you have trouble with lying, anger, laziness, corrupt communication? These all sound pretty familiar, don't they? He goes on to mention in verse 31, bitterness. You know what bitterness is? It's unforgiveness. It's the result of unforgiveness. When we refuse to forgive, it turns into bitterness and it affects us drags us down. And then in verse 31, evil speaking. Slander, railing, and so forth. Now, like I said, we're going to cover all these in detail next week as we talk about grieving the Holy Spirit. But these are some examples that God has given us in this same exact passage of some of the things that the old man, some of the ways he causes us trouble. And so when we see these things creeping up in our lives, we know who's in control, don't we? Because the new man is created in righteousness and true holiness. The new man is partaker of the divine nature. God doesn't lie. God doesn't gossip. God doesn't isn't lazy. God doesn't get angry and have corrupt communication. God isn't unforgiving. So they're coming from the old man. What's the solution? We have to be renewed in the spirit of our mind. It comes right back to the Word. Hebrews 5, let's turn there and finish there. Hebrews chapter 5. I know we've turned here a couple times, but again, what's this, the subject of Ephesians 4? Spiritual maturity. Growing in our faith. Becoming more and more like Jesus. Notice Hebrews chapter 5, verse 12. For when for the time, you ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk, and not of strong meat. For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. So what's God telling us there? It's His desire that we mature. And part of that maturity process is that we cast off the old man and put on the new man. Can't do it without the Word. Can't do it without the renewing of the spirit of our mind. He's already there. He moved in the day we got saved. Created in righteousness and true holiness. The divine nature. The Holy Ghost is in there. The new man has been given life from the Holy Spirit of God. And God wants us to serve Him with the new man. What did Jesus say when He talked about worship? God is a spirit. And they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. What was He saying? That we cannot worship God with the old man. We can only worship God with the new man. The spiritual man. That's why we don't have rock music in church. We could go on and on. It affects every aspect of our lives. So, what a challenge. Put on the new man. And we can do it, or God wouldn't have told us to. Let's pray. Lord, thanks for Your Word. Thank You for the privilege to open it together. And I pray that each of us would strive to daily die, like Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15. To daily reckon that old man to be dead and to renew the spirit of our mind that we might put on the new man and serve You as we should be serving You. Thank You. Use us for Your glory. We love You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.